So we are back here on WBEM. Brian Mazurowski here alongside Joe Beamer, welcoming you in for another day. Joe, great to have you in here. We got a lot to get to today.
Oh, I'm excited.
Want to start it off, second week in a row, we're doing our recurring segment, Complaint of the Week.
All right.
Now, yesterday I was getting all, I get in this, like, there's this frustrated mood where it's just something just, like, sets you over the top, and you just keep on rolling along, and then you just want to go, you know, like, that's your, at least for me.
I get it.
That's how I do it.
I get you.
You just want to scream at something, at the sky, shake your fist, and be like, what happened? Yesterday, for me, we got in this role, and we were talking about gambling. And so that led me down to I can't get a bag at a store, and how I was walking around a store over the weekend and with stuff in my arms, walking out to the car, like I can't get a bag. I don't care what the bag is made of. Make it out of recycled sneakers. I don't care. Just give me something. Give me a rubber bag. Whatever.
I was thinking that yesterday, and I just could not imagine. I went and bought just a few things at a grocery store and could not imagine not having the bag to carry out, because I'm not, as we've illustrated, we're not good at remembering the bag to carry in.
Give me a bag. Give me a bag. I'm going to stop going to stores. Anyways, I like the same feeling yesterday. I was hooking up a phone for my grandmother. Now,
a landline?
Yes.
Oh.
Now, should be easy, right?
Yeah.
Now, back in the day, you know how you hooked up a phone?
Into the phone line.
There was one cord went to the phone, and the other went into the wall, and you plugged it in. Boom.
Yeah.
Phone.
Pretty easy.
It was on. No. You'd think things would get simpler, right? As you go on, like as time moves on. No. Now the phone comes from a cable provider. So in order to hook up the phone, you have to hook up the cable to some sort of modem and then hook up the phone line to the modem. And the phone now has to be plugged in too. It's not just, you know, as simple as plugging the phone into, it's just not just a regular phone. The phone has to be plugged into an outlet and then plugged into the modem. And the modem doesn't work because the company wherever doesn't have like the correct switches. Like, oh, do you want the wireless service? Like, no. Can someone turn on the phone line, please? I'm trying to work a phone line. What is going on?
Making an old technology like that more complicated.
It's like, and I walk out of the room and I just go, what? Like, where's Bell Telephone?
Yeah.
Like, what happened here? Why can't I just plug this thing into the wall? It's 2022. It was supposed to be easier.
This is how dumb I am. When I see those commercials that you can, you know, put your internet, your phone, everything together with cable, I thought it meant like it used the phone lines. That it was just a separate entity of that company.
It's all running off of. It's like here. I can't. You call me and you ask me to transfer the call. Here's a little behind the scenes. You know what I do? Ever since we got our new phones that are fancy, they do like 5,000 different things. I go, okay, let me transfer you. I hold the thing so you can't hear me, and I yell, hey, come over here. I got the phone is for you. I can't figure out how to. It used to be transfer, three digits transfer, and now it's like some huge process. I can't figure out. You know, it's easier just to scream someone's name and just hand them my phone. Here you go.
We're making what was supposed to be easy more complicated.
It's like, what's going on? Complaints of the week. I can't plug a phone into the wall.
When I was a kid, we could not plug our phones in the wall either. We had to get those four-prong things because it was old school that would plug into this, I don't know, thing out of the 50s. And then you had the phone plug in. I remember that as a kid. That was fun. I have a complaint of the week.
Okay.
I have a complaint. And you know, I love the enthusiasm around the Bills, okay? I love Buffalo is Western New York.
Sounds like you don't.
But if you don't know something, if you're at a game and you don't know something about the, you know, the simplest rules, maybe don't yell it out. I got really annoyed. And you would think the people that would annoy me would be the Dolphin fans in front of me at the game on Sunday. But there was a guy behind me that went off for 10 minutes about how...
Oh, no, is it my brother? He sits like right behind you.
No, it was not him, though. There was a guy behind me going off for 10 minutes about the, quote, new rule that you can't put a kickoff out of bounds. And, you know, I was like, it's the playoffs. He's a Bills fan. But that just annoyed. If you don't know the rules, don't show the attention.
You know
me, Brian. I know. Stuff like that ticks me off.
Yell whatever you want. That's me. You don't know the rules, whatever.
The guy said the refs were giving the Dolphins the extra yardage. No, that's, you can't. Don't you think you'd see more kickoffs out of bounds if you were allowed to do it?
Yeah, I don't know. I like to just kind of stand back as everyone gets upset when there's, you know, everyone's like calling for a penalty. And I'm just like, yeah, you know, it's hockey that happens all the time. Like, well, what are we doing? We're not turning into Rangers fans here.
No.
Just every time someone gets touched, they, you know, what's the call? So I don't get too worked up, but I like that. There you go, complaint of the week.
I just know what you're talking about.
It's the petty stuff.
And this is coming from someone who's not that intelligent, but it, you know, when I don't know something, I just shut up.
You know how I know Bills fever is running rampant?
How's that?
Little taste of the early 90s when I see the roadside Bills merch stands going up. There's one right by the, what do you call it? The porn store on the boulevard?
I think that's
right,
the name
right
for
in the
it,
parking
yeah.
lot. I don't know. It's changed names.
The adult video store.
It's right there. In case you're in the neighborhood, you can. But they got the flags. They got everything fun. Just right on the roadside.
There is one at Union and Walden. Now, I don't know if that's just game day because they know a lot of people take Union to the stadium. Mm-hmm. But there's a big tent. There was a nice setup Sunday morning on Union Road at Walden.
This one's been there for a couple weeks, and I'd love to see it. Like, that's how I know we're serious now.
We're
right?
back in it.
So there you go. So you got the complaint of the week out of the way. Joe, and I want to talk about, we're going to be talking about sickness, right? Actually, no. You know what? Why don't we do this? Megan in Buffalo. Megan, you got a complaint of the week? Let's go.
Yeah, hi. I'm a first-time caller. Thanks for taking my call. This has been bugging me. In the morning, you have your coffee, you pour your cereal for your kids, they're getting ready for school, you're trying to have a good day living in New York State as best you can, and the quit smoking commercial comes on, and you just, like, it's long, it's painful to watch, and I'm sure most people have experienced, you know, similar situations, unfortunately. You don't want to continuously be reminded, and it makes me so angry.
It's
every morning.
It's too graphic to be seeing unsolicited. Is that the
correct
complaint? What it comes down to?
Yeah, I find it inconsiderate.
Yes, Megan, I'll tell you, the one that I remember, this is probably from a decade ago, where they took the lung of someone who had died of lung cancer and squeezed something out of the tube.
Yes.
It's like, and I'm sitting there watching it. I remember that was big during Sabre games about 10 years mm-hmm. ago, and you know, I'm trying to have a good time, maybe having some food, and this you
right.
see this on the screen, like, that's a bit much. That's a bit much. Yeah. We get it, but that's a bit much.
Yeah. So, thank you for taking my call. That's
absolutely.
My call.
Megan, I hope
thank
that
you.
Helps you move on with the day. I hope you feel better now.
All right. Complaint. You know, we're going to have to mark down a day from now on. Do that call-in segment, Complaints of the Week.
Yeah, I think it's very popular.
803-0930. I get it. But I feel like if you're going to be graphic like that, like, that's the kind of stuff you just slap on the package.
Yeah, like right? they do like overseas.
It goes to the people who you intend to see it.
In the UK, there's a picture on your cigarettes.
Yeah, I've seen them. 803-0930, so there's our complaints of the weeks going on. And I do want to talk about the sickness thing that we have been kicking around over the past couple of days of just how, I don't know, it's strange to watch how people treat illnesses, and we'll get to that. But I was also thinking about this the other day, and then I kind of posed this question to you, and I feel like there's disagreement out there. I'm thinking about this weekend at the stadium. This is the biggest event at the Bills Stadium since when? And I have thought about this in a couple of different ways. It's the biggest event, I think, at the stadium since the Rolling Stones. I think it's the biggest game at the stadium since the Winter Classic. And it's the biggest football game at the stadium, I think, since before I started going to football games.
I think that last one I completely disagree with. I think the biggest football game at, well, I mean, there's how you look at it, right? Because you could say the biggest game at the football stadium was a game that only 6,000 people were at because it was the return of playoffs to Buffalo for the first time in, let me see, make sure I'm doing my math right, 21 years.
So no, I have to clarify, in this event, by foot, when I say football game, I still kind of mean the event itself.
So you mean,
and the surrounding atmosphere. So I tweeted this out, and someone goes, well, it's the biggest event at the stadium since the divisional playoffs just 2 years ago when they hosted it. And I say, no, it can't count if they only let like 7 people inside,
and
which they did.
I agree with that.
So that entire season of football is just, I don't think you can count that. Yeah. It needs to be flooded with people. People have to be excited to go there.
Okay.
To, you know, really get the event status there. And I cannot think of a football game that compares. The closest sporting event would be the outdoor hockey game. And I think for an event, you'd have to be the Rolling Stones.
The Patriots playoff game was sold out last year.
You can't have, in my mind, people selling tickets to go to a playoff game for $25 and have it qualify as, if it's the biggest event, it's going to cost more than that to get in.
Well,
I agree it was a big game. Obviously, it's the playoffs.
Playoffs in Buffalo in front of a full stadium.
Obviously, people were not excited to go if tickets were being sold for $25.
Then let me, in your method here, where does last year's home opener rank? Because that was a very tough ticket to get. I'm sure it was more expensive than Winter Classic tickets. And that place was packed. I know someone who paid $500, $600 to go to that game. First game back after COVID, after a run in the playoffs.
I'm not saying that the price is the only thing.
Okay, but that plays into it.
It plays into it. But I also, if you're going to talk about the home opener, I was thinking that, you know, it's a great atmosphere. Even this home opener.
Yes.
Great atmosphere. A lot of everyone wants to go.
But that Steelers home opener was the only game some people could go to last year because of the COVID vaccine mandate.
And that had the added thing of, it was the first game with people in over a year.
Yes.
And first game since they've been really good
with
people. So you had all that going for it. At the end of the day, though, you know, the Bills lost and it didn't matter. The event, it just, the end result of the event, the actual game taking place, didn't really carry a ton of weight. So I don't know if you can put any regular season game would match the level of what's going to be there this Sunday.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I think this Sunday is huge. I don't disagree. I think I just disagree with what the number two on this list is. The biggest since.
Yeah, I just...
Rolling Stones didn't even sell 50,000 last time they were here.
They packed it up. It was a big event.
I don't know how they do this.
Maybe I put the Rolling Stones too much...
Now,
yeah, I give them too much credit.
I was going to say, Rolling Stones 81 or The Who in 1982 are the biggest concert events ever at the stadium.
So maybe that, but I feel like there's been bigger football games and events since then.
Yeah.
So maybe a concert doesn't qualify.
Maybe a concert doesn't qualify. I mean, the Winter Classic was a huge deal. I mean, that was a huge deal.
I don't think any football game since, there's been very good games, I don't think any football game since has reached the event status of the Winter Classic, where everyone remembers, everyone talks about, everybody wanted to be there. It was sold out instantaneously.
Yep.
It's still remembered to this day. You see highlights of it. You know exactly when it was. You know exactly where it was, who was involved. You know the jerseys everyone was wearing. It was the first in, you know, what's become like this big thing for the NHL. Much look forward to. People have posters of it, the event and what it looked like, you know, in their room. I don't think any football game since then has beat that in terms of a big event at the stadium. What would it be? You would have to choose. I mean, the only thing you would have is this past Sunday, or last year, which I would contend is, if people weren't excited to go, and they weren't, It proven by the ticket price, like that's where I take the ticket price in there, is if people were getting in for $25, then people didn't want to go so bad. They said, here, take my playoff tickets.
I would still say that places. Last year's playoff game places.
It places.
Yeah.
But I don't think it reaches the level of Winter Classic.
No.
I don't think it reaches the level of this weekend.
Not of this week. Of this past weekend or of...
No, this upcoming weekend.
No. Of course, no. No, I think this weekend, the first divisional game in front of a full stadium in I don't know how many years.
And those two are the only playoff games I'm counting, you know,
yes.
Since the Winter Classic. I don't count the two in front of 2,000 people. I'm sorry. It just, you know, it doesn't have that event feel without the packed stadium.
No, but I would say, and you're right, it does not, I mean, that Winter Classic, everyone was talking about it. People were tailgating following the ball drop on New Year's morning. I mean, that, you're right. That was an event at that time, one of the only events at the stadium.
I mean, but Jags at Bills in 96, I feel like that, you know, by 96,
people are getting sick of it.
Yeah, you're losing your luster a little bit with the playoffs. So this is the biggest game, I think, since the Winter Classic, biggest event and biggest football game since I don't know what would have risen to the level of what's going to happen there this Sunday.
No, I think you're speaking the 90s. The last time an excitement for a full stadium, and I'm not saying there's not excitement around the team, but excitement for a full stadium game in Buffalo, I think you're right. And I think this will surpass the Winter Classic. I think this will top the Winter Classic.
I hope.
An excitement, event. Winter Classic wasn't won by the Sabres.
You hope, right?
Yeah.
I mean, right? Like, you hope.
I went into this show thinking I was going to disagree with you. But now the more we talk about it, I think you're right.
I mean, Kansas City, 93? Or was that 94? Conference championship game? I mean, is it the biggest football game at the stadium since that? Probably.
Yes, it is the biggest.
I mean, literally the biggest, but, you know, as an event, does it feel like the biggest?
Yes. I already feel different this week than I did last week.
someone on the text board, 803-0930, if you want to weigh in, 803-0930. Someone saying no one's upset Monday morning after a Stones concert like they are after a Bills game if they lose. Yeah, that adds to it. There's, you know... I don't know.
I have heard people say they were quite upset at Stones concerts, but that's...
I do like this text. What about the game the other week against New England? The first game after the canceled Cincinnati game,
yes.
The touchdown return.
That was an exciting game. That was a game that, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I was thinking of getting rid of, ended up going to that game, and I'm glad I did. It was a lot of hype and a lot of emotion filling that stadium around what happened.
The emotion in there, like the game importance doesn't stack up to these other ones.
No.
But the event.
Yes.
I think certainly does.
Yeah, for sure. That's a game that people will be talking about for a long time.
I mean, forever.
Yeah.
Right? Bud, you're on WBEN. All right, biggest football game at the stadium since when?
I don't believe that anything will top 91, the AFC Championship game against the Raiders. Buffalo had sniffed around the playoffs in the late 80s. It was the 25th anniversary of the Super Bowl, which they had the opportunity to get into, if you remember, but Kansas City beat them to be the first team to play Green Bay in the first Super Bowl. It was 80,020 people, not 65 or 67 or whatever the number of the stadium is now. But it was insane. And then the way the score turned out, the Raiders scored the first points with a field goal. And after that, Buffalo ran up 51 points. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, 51-3 AFC Championship at the stadium. That would have had to be awesome to get to the Super Bowl and just crush the opponent. And Bud, I like the idea. I like the call. Thanks for calling. Tough one to beat. And then, you know, but like once you get past, once you start talking about these games, I really can't say with any certainty. You know, I don't know how it felt.
Right.
I don't know what it was like in the stadium. I don't know any of these things. I wasn't around. I was, you know, when this happened, I was a year old, almost exactly.
But I do feel that Bud has a point. I mean, that was the first AFC Championship game back. You know, that this is the start of the four Super Bowls. Exciting Bills following some just horrendous seasons in the 80s. Very similar.
That has to be it, right? That you're at the stadium. It's a big game. You win that game, and you're going to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
That's got to be it.
I know. I mean, I think this will top that championship game, or at least tie it, and then hopefully the Jaguars beat Kansas City, and we're talking about the AFC Championship in Buffalo.
I mean, that's a good one. I like that one from Bud. So maybe biggest event at the stadium since the Winter Classic, maybe, you know, if it's a good win since that game.
I was gonna say,
January 91.
Can you imagine if Sunday's 51-3? Talk about a game we'll be talking about for a long time.
This is like, that's fun.
Oh yeah.
Being, you know, everyone likes a good game on the outside. I like 51-3. All right. When we come back, I want to wonder, what do you do when you're sick now? And what is that conversation like? I hear so much, especially over the past few months when everyone's got a stuffy nose with something. I hear so much, like, I feel a little under the weather. Don't worry, though, I took a COVID test. I'm good. You know, I'm good. I'm negative for COVID. And I'm always thinking, like, well, I don't care. Like, what? I'd rather you have COVID than the flu or something. Like, what are you bringing by me? Negative for COVID. What about everything else? What does that conversation sound like around you? 803-0930, BMAS and Beamer on WBEM. Yeah, welcome back. Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer here with you on WBEM for the next half hour or so. Thanks for being with us. 803-0930 to join us either on our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board or give us a call. 803-0930. Right before the break, we were talking a little bit about what does sickness look like in 2022? Because I think it's strange. And you hear it all the time, or at least I have over the last couple of months. Anyone who is sniffling, sick, anything like that, I feel like I hear the same story again and again. It's, oh, well, I'm negative for COVID. I don't have COVID, so it's all right. And I always think it's very strange when I hear that because it's like, okay, you're negative for COVID. What else do you have? What do you got? The flu? The worst cold ever? Like, what are you spreading around? Just because it's COVID, it's okay to spread it around to everybody else? It just seems kind of strange to me in a way where a lot of times I'm looking at people and they're, don't worry, it's not COVID. I don't have COVID. Yeah. And I say, well, I'd almost rather you have COVID than the flu or whatever else you're carrying around because you look terrible.
Right. Like, I don't like being sick. I don't care if it's COVID, the flu, a cold. You're coughing all over me. It's like that's their excuse so they can cough all over you, Brian. Now, don't worry. It's not COVID. It's not COVID. It's like, well, you know, I've had COVID, the flu, and a cold. And let me tell you, not to undermine COVID, I was tired for 2 days with COVID. The flu, and I've had colds, as you remember, the day before the season opener, a cold that's knocked me on my you-know-what. So, like, just because it's not COVID does not mean you need to get in my personal bubble.
803-0930, someone had to remind me it is 2023. That's right. It'll take me a while, not 2022, as I said.
Oh, did you say 20? Didn't even think anything of it.
It's the new year. That's right. It's 2023. It's strange for me because where are you on this? Because for me, I am back to where I was throughout all of 2019 when it comes to illnesses, which is, I just don't care. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, you're a little sneezy, you're a little stuffy. Like, what am I? You know who else is? My son. Like, every day. He's a toddler. Like, I got that stuff running around all the time. Like, it's just a part of life. And I feel like the two COVID years have like warped everyone's brain to think that there's only one thing that matters. And if you don't have this one thing, You're totally fine. Yeah. You're good to go. Whereas I kind of feel like we should be back to where we were before, which was just like, you know when you're sick.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know when you're really sick. And there's a difference between a cough and a runny nose or something like that and being...
run down.
Yeah, like very sick. And if you're sick, I feel like people are now more likely to be out there if they're actually sick than they would have been before 2020, because if they're very sick, they'll do one thing, and that's grab some COVID test. And if it says negative...
they're on their way.
You feel like you're kind of in the clear when maybe before you would have been on your couch for a couple of days.
Right. Well, you know, this says negative. I guess I can go about my life. Like, you know, as someone who's had the flu is still can still knock you on your butt for a few days. I mean, that's still a good enough excuse to lay on the couch, have some liquids, you know, hydrate up. Don't get in my face.
Yeah, I'm not that type of person, like, generally speaking. And our household isn't really that type of people where before we would have, you know, sniffled, been down, and then said, yeah, we need a couple days break. We're kind of powering through everything. Yeah. Like, that's just how it has been a part of life. You try your best to stay healthy, eating your greens, taking your vitamins, trying to get enough sleep. You get sick every once in a while, and you generally kind of go about your day with it.
Yeah. Take a DayQuil, go to work.
That is how it's been for years and years and years, and we have gotten away from that, and a lot of people would say, well, that's a good thing, right? I mean, you shouldn't really be going to work if you are sick. It's better for your personal health. It's better for the health of everyone around you. I think it's a fine line, though, now to figure out where the line is. It's tricky to find out where that line is, though, in 2023 of when you're sick and going to work, because I think there are some people who are still in the COVID mindset where it's any sort of or sickness or cough or scratchy throat or something like that. Yeah, it's this now, well, I can't, you know, it might be COVID, I got to stay, right? I got to stay home no matter what I have, even if you might have been out with that before. And I think it's now kind of the other way, where it's where is the line of when you are supposed to shut it down versus when you kind of keep going and powering through
it. Well, wasn't always if you had a fever, you shut it down? Wasn't that always the case? I mean, as someone who... didn't own a thermometer until a few months ago. Wasn't that always the case? I don't know. For me, Brian, I mean, everyone's different. Everyone's different. I've never been the kind of person, as you know, I've been here awful. I've just never been the kind of person to let a cold or something bring me down. Like, okay, you got to go to work. Like, it's Buffalo. It's the winter. I get a few colds in the winter. I get stuffy in the winter. I wake up with, crusty boogers on my nose. You know, that's what we do. Right? I take a DayQuil, I go to work.
It's strange, though, that you could have the same cold
for 3 weeks.
If it's one thing. But no, if it's one thing, you're staying home. Oh, well, it's COVID. If it's not COVID, you have the exact same thing, you might be at work.
That's true. Yeah.
But it's the exact same thing that you'd be experiencing.
or even less.
Like, how does that work?
Like I said, When I missed those 5 days for COVID, I was tired for 2 days, and then I was ticked off because I was stuck at home. The day before the Bills season opener was sicker than any of the days with COVID, but I came to work. You know what I mean? Like, it's just because the cotton swab said, oh, you have COVID, stay home. But when I had a cold, I have a cold. I mean, I have to go to work.
Yeah, I don't know. Where's the line for you? Like, what has it changed the way you use your sick days at all? Are you coming in less than you have before? That is apparently the case. Maybe it's just because everyone's a little more conscious of it, but there are some, you know, recent surveys done when it comes to productivity. People are taking more time off than they have before, more people missing time at work than they have before because, right, they're, you know, we're sickness. I've been told you got any sort of symptoms, stay home. You don't want to get other people sick. That is obviously kind of permeating more through this. I wonder what has become of the old school tough it out mindset.
If we were supposed to stay home for any COVID symptom, Brian, I wouldn't have been to work a day yet in 2023. Let me just tell you, I've had aches, I've had headaches, I've been congested. If we were supposed to stay home because of COVID symptoms, I wouldn't have been here at all this year. And I'm just being honest.
The COVID symptom list is, I mean, it's like 5 pages long. It's as long as the environmental review for the stadium.
Oh.
I mean, it has gotten like to that level of, I mean, you could probably say anything. And everything is listed as a possible COVID symptom right now. On our text board, 803-0930 to weigh in, someone saying, I'm a school bus driver and you have to tough it out or else kids don't get to school. I do think that that is the old way of going about it. I mean, it used to be a point of pride, right? Never taken a sick day.
That's right.
You know, in my entire life.
I had perfect attendance, eighth grade.
I don't know if that is, like, is that around anymore?
Probably not.
And employers look at it differently, too.
Yep.
Right? Your individual manager might think one way or another. You could have two people at the same job, different companies, and they have different people in charge. And one of them wants to be very cautious. If you're sick at all, a stuffy nose or a cough, stay home. Like, don't even come near work. And the other job, it's, well, I mean, come on. Is there something actually wrong with you? Like, what are we doing here?
You missed three weeks. Come on. Get to work.
But, like, I mean, you could, as you were just saying, depending on how literally you take it.
Yes.
That could be the case. If you're being as cautious as you were in April of 2020, which is forever ago now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you are in that mindset, you could maybe even never go, right? If you're dealing with the same stuff you kind of normally do. I mean, people in the office have Kleenex at their desk for a reason and always have.
Right.
Like, because no one is 100% symptom-free all the time.
No.
I've kind of stopped reacting to it. I don't, you know, it is just not something I think about at the top of mind. Again, I think having a toddler in the house is...
You got everything.
Maybe, yeah, that's like adding to this. I'm used to my wife bringing home some sort of whatever's going around the school building. The toddlers get sick with a whole bunch of stuff. They're supposed to help build their immune system out. I'm not going to be overreacting and overly worried about every little cold and sniffle the way I might have reacted, you know, in April of 2020.
Yeah.
But I think it's tougher now when everyone seems to be on a different page.
I do feel we need to, like you said, move back toward 2019. And I know people will get upset with that statement, but we do. I mean, here's the thing. It is good to be exposed to some viruses, right? It's good for your immune system to be exposed to a cold, right? That's what I've always heard, at least. I'm not a doctor. There are positives to your immune system having to fight off certain viruses. As Brian said, it's not April of 2020. I'm moving on. Like I said, I woke up a little congested. I had a Halls. I had a Dayquil. I've had a ton of water today. I feel great. Why would I stay home? Why would I say anything? I feel great. I'm moving on.
Well, that's like, what do you do? I used to, there would be at least one half a week or so a year, I'd come in here with the bottle of like the daytime cold and flu syrup.
Yeah,
you know, that orange stuff. Off-brand.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah. Oh, yeah, me too.
You know, it's like a third of the price.
I have the 7-Eleven Dayquil.
Like 7-Eleven branded?
Yeah, that's right.
It says it on the bottle?
Yeah.
I didn't know they were a medicine company.
I have the pills. They didn't have the bottle in stock.
Oh, I would have the syrup. I would come in. There would be like a week every winter season.
Yeah.
At some point between November and February where I would have that with me because I needed it to sound somewhat okay on the air. You know?
But you never thought of taking the day off.
Because to me, it was a much greater inconvenience to everybody around me to just at 2 in the morning or whatever, like, hey, you're on your own today, to like not come in, than it would be to show up and make it through. And now I think you have it in your mind, well, I don't know. What does everybody think around me? What does everybody prefer? Like, is it the same mindset?
That's the thing. Is that what's going through your mind? How will people around me react? Which for us, I think, is one way, but there's probably people listening to this that are laughing, saying, yeah, guys, if I walked into work with a runny nose, my coworkers would freak out. I'd be told to get home, get the hell out of here. I think, like you said, Brian, it's all about the environment you're going into. I think really kind of makes up your mind for you.
But that's the question. Like, you know what you would do. Like, you know what you would do because it's what you've been doing your entire life.
Yeah.
Like, you know your limitations when it comes to a sickness or doing something or going out there. I think it really does come down to the people around you.
Yes.
And what are they comfortable with?
Do you think more people are like us and have gotten back to that 2019 way? Do you think that's becoming more and more people? Do you think that's the higher percentage of people right now?
Yes.
In the workplace? I think so.
Yes. Yeah. Not just everywhere.
Yeah.
I think that is...
Back to 2019.
I say that, but I still, as I said, over the past couple of months, how many times have I, heard, oh, I tested negative. Like, it's also not my reaction anytime I'm not feeling, like, super well to take a COVID test. Like, that is just not something that would cross my mind. No. I'm back to 2019.
Yes.
If I'm not feeling well, I'm not feeling well.
Yeah. Last time I took a COVID test was when I had COVID. And if that I had those same symptoms now,
that would be the time to do it.
But what I'm saying is my mindset over the last year and a half has changed to, if I had those symptoms now, I can't 100% guarantee, our boss probably won't like to hear this, I can't 100% guarantee that I would go reaching for the COVID test.
Part of the whole thing is, like, I always am, like, my wife will get on my case because she says that I'm, like, the number one man cold person of all time. Like, that I over-exaggerate every time that I'm a little sick.
Yeah.
So every time I am sick, she never takes me seriously unless I am, on the floor, like, immobile. Like,
yeah.
Then she'll maybe start to be like, I guess you might not be feeling well. But she doesn't, like, nothing will convince her that I'm actually sick.
Even red in the face, maybe a little sweat?
No.
Just from sitting on the couch?
I'm milking it. I'm milking it every single time. I'll admit to milking it every once in a while.
Of course.
But... It takes a lot to convince her, because she's like the opposite. She is not feeling good and just powers through absolutely everything. Well, I can tell sometimes, and sometimes they'll just be like, you got to get out of here. Like, just go and rest and lay down. Like, you are stressing me out, walking around all sick, and then you get all mad because you're not feeling well and you're running around doing so. Just stop. Like, go back into bed. And, come back in 24 hours or something like that. But that's, I think that plays part of it in, is at home, my wife will be like, well, come on, you're not really sick.
Then you think, like, okay, oh, maybe I'm not.
Yeah, well, now it's like, all right, I got to go out and, do all this stuff. And then, you almost want to be sick. You'd be like, I told you.
Yeah.
I told you I wasn't feeling well.
Let me ask you, what is, like, if you... woke up this morning and you were just overly congested. You mentioned the DayQuil. What is that your first go-to? Is the bottle of DayQuil? What's your first to attack a cold? Your common every winter cold. What's the first thing you go?
The first thing is, like, nothing.
Okay.
I usually take nothing.
Not even, like, some vitamin C, which is totally reactive because you need that before the cold?
Yeah, like, not. I'll do my normal, like, vitamins. Like, I just won't do... anything. If it reaches, like, the level of, can't sleep, like, headache, like just the complete dragging, then I'll try the DayQuil, the orange syrup in the bottle.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I go for. Then I'll try that. Or if I, like, really have to, get going for something, like, that's what I'll try. But usually I try and do absolutely nothing.
Yeah, see, I'm the complete opposite. I probably should be more like you. Like, the last few nights I've been taking these vitamins my wife gave me. She said that'll help from the cold turning into, you know, a bad cold. But like I said, this morning, Brian, I had a scratchy throat. I was like, I don't want to feel sick today. And I popped a DayQuil. I probably should be more like you. Like, hey, Joe, why don't we let it ride out a few hours before we react with medication?
Yeah, that's like, you don't need, you know, we're fine. Like, what do you need a bunch of stuff for?
I fear I'm going to turn into, like, you know, all stuffy and red in the face. And I think if I just pop the
DayQuil. So what?
Well, I don't
what
like,
if you do?
I don't like being like that.
No one does, but yeah, it's life.
I know.
What's going to happen? That's what happens. You just sleep it off. You'll be fine eventually.
But I took a DayQuil and I feel great this morning.
Well, yeah, but again, ride it out.
Yeah.
You toughen up yourself. It's like a walking barefoot on pavement. So you got to get out there and do it every spring so that the bottom of your feet are nice and rough.
Yeah, maybe so. I hate being sick at work. Like if I left at noon and I started feeling ill, like, okay, fine, I'm gonna go home and take a nap. But at work, I feel like I'm more alert if I'm not congested, sneezing, runny eyes.
You know what I'll do? I won't drink a beer. Like that's don't do that. That will probably make things worse. That's what I think to myself.
I usually don't go for the beer when I'm
pound some waters and you'll be fine.
Water's the best. I have a bag of Halls.
Man, you're like a walking convenient. You can start your own medicine brand.
But that's only when I'm sick. Like I don't walk around with DayQuil and Halls every day. It's when I'm feeling ill.
Boy, according to you, that's the entire year.
Well, I have had COVID symptoms. I have not had the upper. What am I looking for here? The foggy head, scratchy throat, runny nose. That hasn't been all month. I have had at least one symptom of COVID all month.
You wake up every day with the symptom?
Of something of COVID. And my wife's been fighting like a 2-week cold, so I'm trying to make sure I don't get that.
Yeah, that's important in your house that you're not the one who gets sick. That's
well, she's already got it. Well, am I supposed to get sick out of sympathy?
Yeah. All right. We will be back here tomorrow. I think we did figure that out, but biggest event at the stadium. Since the Winter Classic, maybe since the 91 AFC Championship game. Well,
biggest event since the Winter Classic, biggest football game since the 91 Championship.
Yeah, biggest football game since I was a year old almost exactly, yes. Which is kind of crazy.
And that was two cities ago for the Raiders. Think about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's interesting. We'll be back here tomorrow. B-Maz and Beamer. Coming at you at 9 o'clock, and we'll both be here bright and early before that 5 a.m. on WBEN.